Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about knowing when to back off. A while back, I had this one virtual assistant who was wise. The reason that he was wise was because he had knowledge from every field out there, and he knew how to bring it together into one package. He was hungry. Whenever I needed a project from him, he would always say, "Yes, Armani, I will do it." He would always accept, besides one day. When a religious holiday was coming up, and that was important to him, he's like, "Armani, unfortunately, I cannot accept the project now. But if you can wait a couple of days and I'm done with my celebrations, I will come back and I will do the project." Now, back then, every now and then I thought, I kind of need it today, bro. I mean, you sure you just can't knock it out real quick? But then I noticed something. He rarely ever turned me down for a project. And this was one of the first times he was. So I accepted. Later on, I found out that he was a religious guy. He had a wife. He had a newborn along the way. And he wanted to make sure that he was starting off his marriage and his fatherhood journey in the right note. So that's why religion was so important, because being religious was that note that he was capable of using to influence the theme of his life. So I had to learn how to back off. And if I was pestering him too much, I would have lost the talent. Other times what will happen is that I'm over here having a conversation with an individual. I'm thinking that everything is going well. But then I notice that the more that I'm speaking to them, the more that they're over here answering the questions in a hesitant way. Later on, I ask, "Hey, is everything good? Because you seem hesitant." And that's when they tell me that the topics that we're bringing up right now, it makes them uncomfortable. They'll just state it in a very blanket sort of way. Now, from my perspective, I'm thinking, well, these are important topics to know. I mean, I still want to talk about it. And we are going to talk about it. However, I got to draw that certain boundary. Otherwise, they're going to get very defensive. Once again, I have to learn when to back off. Knowing when to back off is tough, because every now and then when we see emotions from the other person, we just want to double down. We just want to say, "Well, why are you feeling those emotions in the first place? Let's get to the clarity." And knowing when to back off is difficult, because we are pretty much at the finish line. We're about to get that clarity. And then we stop. We say, "Nah, it's just not worth it." Some answers are better left untold. This requires a lot of social intelligence and a lot of experience. Maybe you built the experience from knowing when not to back off too many times. Maybe you're the parent who tried to pester your child too much, and then one day your child just ran away. And you're thinking, "What the heck? I didn't know it was that big of a deal." But now you do. And each time that you are capable of understanding that different individuals have different thresholds for topics that they do want to talk about and don't want to talk about, the more that you will find these invisible clues, as I like to say it, otherwise known as body language clues, where they don't have to blatantly tell you, "Hey, this topic is making me uncomfortable." Instead, you're capable of noticing when the vibe has shifted. Know when to back off, just so you can preserve the relationship for the long run. This is difficult to do, but it is definitely possible with social experience. If you want more practical insights like this into social skills, be sure to check out my book, The Charisma King. Within this book, you will learn much more about how to read body language, how to ask better questions, how to contribute better to create a fluid conversation, and much more. Check out The Charisma King in the link in the description box, or go on ArmaniTalks.com, hit shop, and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I'll catch you next time.